One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Some houses hold stories like secrets tucked into their walls, quiet, waiting, only revealing themselves to those who know how to listen. In tonight's story, we meet someone who moved into such a house, a place meant to offer family comfort and maybe even a fresh start. Instead, what she found was something that felt like it had been waiting for her all along. This isn't a story of violent poltergeists or flickering lights for cheap thrills. This is the kind of haunting that seeps in quietly, with a knock at the door, a whisper in the hall, or the sound of dishes clinking in the dead of night. Little moments so subtle you might convince yourself they never happened, until they happen again and again. What starts as a few unexplained knocks escalates into something much harder to explain, something that follows her outside the home, into her workplace, and even into the middle of the street, where a near-death experience raises the most chilling question of all. Is this just bad luck, or has something or someone decided to claim her life as its own? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Hi, Tony. I'm not exactly sure how to start this because, if I'm being honest, I feel a little ridiculous, even writing it all down. But after this past week, I can't keep it to myself anymore. I need someone to hear this, someone who won't just dismiss it or tell me I'm stressed. So I'm writing to you." A little background first. My mom and I just moved into my cousin's old house. My cousin inherited the place after his wife, Abby, passed away there about 5 years ago. He couldn't stand to stay, so he moved out, and we took over the house. I never knew Abby well. She was always quiet at family gatherings, but I remember hearing stories. They were whispered more than told. Little things, like how she hated the kitchen sink, how she'd hear noises in the middle of the night, but never wanted to say out loud what she thought they were. At first, everything was fine. It's an old house, creaky floors, thin walls, but nothing that felt off. But then, exactly 7 nights after we moved in, something changed. That night, I stayed up late watching TV in the living room. Just after 11, I turned everything off and went to my room. I remember thinking how unusually quiet the house felt, like the air itself was holding its breath. I was almost asleep when I heard it, a soft knock on my bedroom door. It wasn't loud, more like the kind of knock you'd do if you didn't want to wake someone up. I sat up staring at the door, telling myself I'd imagined it. Then it happened again. 3 soft knocks. This time I saw something, a shadow, sliding past the crack under the door, like someone was walking down the hall. We always leave the living room light on, so there was just enough glow to catch the movement. I figured it was my mom, maybe looking for something. I got up, opened my door, and there was nothing. The hall was empty, silent. I stood there for a few seconds, just listening before convincing myself it was my imagination. I went back to bed, but I couldn't shake the feeling that I wasn't alone. That's when I heard the sound of water running, dishes clinking together, the unmistakable noise of someone washing dishes. I wanted to ignore it. I really did. But the sound kept going, steady and deliberate, for at least 2 minutes. Finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I ran down the hall to my mom's room and knocked like my life depended on it. When she opened the door, I panicked and blurted out the first excuse I could think of. I told her I saw a rat in my room. It was stupid, but I didn't want her to think I was losing it. That night, I slept in her room with her and my nephews. 2 days later, my mom mentioned something over breakfast that nearly made me drop my coffee. She told me she heard knocking and someone washing dishes in the middle of the night. Not the night I heard it, but the night after. She hadn't known anything about what I experienced. We were both hearing the same thing on different nights, and neither of us wanted to be the first to say it out loud. That's when I knew something was wrong with this house. It's not just the sounds, it's the feeling, too. Like someone is standing just behind you, too close. But when you turn around, there's only empty air. The third night I slept in my mom's room, I had a dream. One of those dreams that leaves a weight on you long after you wake up. In the dream, I lost a tooth. That might not sound like much, but in my culture, that's a serious omen. Losing a tooth in a dream means someone close to you is going to die. I woke up drenched in sweat, but I didn't tell anyone about the dream. I tried to brush it off as random, just my mind playing tricks after all the weirdness in the house, but the feeling stayed with me. Like a splinter under my skin. The house itself started to change after that. It felt colder, even though the weather hadn't changed. Certain spots in the hall would make my skin prickle if I walked through them, like I was passing through something or someone. And there was a smell, faint but metallic, like blood or old pennies. It came and went, never lasting long enough to track down. At that point, I was still convincing myself it was just my imagination, that the stress of moving, plus the stories I'd heard about Abby, were getting in my head. But then it followed me. It started at work. My job is nothing special, just a small office where the biggest excitement is someone forgetting to refill the coffee pot. But almost immediately after moving into the house, work felt different too. I started noticing how often I felt watched. Not by my coworkers, but by something I couldn't see. I'd feel it most in the bathroom. Every time I went into a stall, I'd hear soft rustling from the one next to me. Not obvious, not loud, just enough to make me think someone else was there. But every time I opened the door to leave, the bathroom was empty. There was no way for someone to leave without me seeing them. I was in the stall closest to the door, and yet it kept happening. My coworkers started commenting on my behavior, too. They'd catch me mid-conversation asking who I was talking to, only for me to realize I'd been muttering to myself, except I wasn't answering my own thoughts. It felt like I was responding to something or someone. I told myself I was stressed, sleep-deprived, maybe a little on edge after the move. But that explanation shattered on the morning I almost died. That day started like any other. Except I forgot to say goodbye to my mom when I left for work. I always say goodbye, always. But that morning, for no reason I can explain, I just walked out the door. I was crossing the street near my office when a taxi came out of nowhere. It clipped me hard enough to spin me sideways, my shoe ripping right off my foot. The driver slammed on the brakes, his face as pale as mine probably was. I should have been hurt. Badly hurt, but I wasn't. I had a few scratches and one destroyed shoe. That was it. Witnesses said it was a miracle I was still standing. I went to work in a daze, but what stayed with me wasn't the shock of almost dying. It was the feeling I had just before the taxi hit. I swear, for one split second, I felt someone's hand on my back, shoving me forward, not pulling me back. That's when I started thinking about the dream again. The tooth. The omen. Was it me that was supposed to die? Or had I interrupted something, a fate meant for someone else? Things at the house only got worse after that. Family photos started falling off the walls, but only certain ones. Pictures of me and my mom were always the first to drop. Abby's photo, framed, dusty, forgotten in the hallway, never budged. Every night at exactly 11:15 p.m., my phone alarm would go off, even though I had no alarm set. It was the same time I heard the first knock on my door that night. And then one night, I woke up to find it standing at the foot of my bed. The shadow. It wasn't just a shape anymore. It had arms, legs, a woman's silhouette, but distorted, like a smudged reflection in dirty glass. I couldn't see a face, but I could feel it staring at me. Then it spoke. Just one sentence in a voice so garbled and broken it made my skin crawl. I couldn't understand the words, but somehow I knew exactly what it meant. You forgot to say goodbye. The shadow dissolved right in front of me, but I didn't sleep the rest of the night. The next morning, I called a local spiritual advisor, not one of those TV psychics, but someone quiet and serious, the kind of person you only find if you really need to. After I told her everything, she said something that's haunted me ever since. She told me spirits tied to traumatic deaths often linger near the people they left behind, sometimes to warn, sometimes to protect, and sometimes to take. I asked if she meant Abby was trying to hurt me. The advisor paused for a long time before answering. She said she didn't think Abby was the problem. She thought something older, something already in the house, had taken Abby first, and when we moved in, it simply shifted its attention to me. That was 2 days ago. I'm still here, still sleeping in my mom's room. I don't know if I believe everything the advisor said, but I know this. Every night at 11:15, I hear the knock, and now I'm scared to ever say goodbye again. Marie, there's a particular kind of fear that doesn't show its face all at once. It doesn't scream. It doesn't break windows or slam doors. It's quieter than that. Something that creeps in through the cracks, settling in the corners of your mind until it feels like it's always been there. Marie's story is a textbook case of what some might call a residual haunting. The kind of imprint left behind after trauma, looping like a broken record. But then there are the other signs. The personalization, the intelligence, the way it seemed to know her routines, her fears, that moves this out of the residual category and into something far more unsettling, an attachment. Now, skeptics could say this was a case of stress colliding with suggestion. Moving into a home where a relative passed away, hearing old family stories, living with that history, those are all powerful influences on the subconscious mind. Add in the natural stress of moving, adjusting to a new space, and the kind of creaks and groans any old house makes, and you've got the perfect storm for a psychological haunting. But that only explains so much. The knock at the exact same time, the alarm going off with no explanation, the physical shadow Marie saw, and the way it spoke directly to her. These aren't the products of stress alone. If that was purely internal, why did her mother experience some of the exact same phenomena on nights when Marie hadn't even shared what she saw? There's also the idea of ancestral memory or spiritual inheritance. When a family member passes under sudden or unresolved circumstances, some believe their spirit lingers closest to blood ties. What's unclear in this case is whether Abby herself was the visitor, or if something darker used Abby's death as a key to unlock the door. And then there's the dream, losing a tooth, a known omen of death in many cultures. Was that Marie's subconscious warning her, or was it something outside herself planting the seed before the accident that could have ended her life? It's easy to dismiss stories like this as coincidence, a string of bad luck tied together by fear. But if you've ever stood alone in your own house and felt the air change behind you, if you've ever walked past a darkened room and felt watched, you know that some things can't be explained away so easily. I don't know if Marie will ever say goodbye again. And after hearing her story, I'm not sure I would either. That's the story for tonight, and it leaves me wondering, who's knocking at your door?
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.